I don't want to put my brother Deacon on the spot, but he is a great doctor, and I'm sure he'll agree with me. If you are, if you have oxygen, you don't have to wear a mask. So if you do, if you have oxygen, you can go ahead and remove your mask. It's difficult to breathe with oxygen with a mask as well. So again, if you have oxygen, you can go ahead and remove the mask. Okay, well, welcome everyone. It's good to have you. When was the last time you sanitized your hands? We've been doing it for a whole year, for over a year. It is sickening. It is getting tired. It is getting old. When was the last time we used antibacterial soap? Every single day. God knows it is getting tired. It is getting old. When was the last time we sterilized our God, our faith? This is what the pandemic is doing to all of us. It's sterilizing our faith and our belief. I'm here, but I'm not here. I think this mass is being live streamed. I'm there, but perhaps I'm sitting on the couch or drinking coffee or whatever else. We have come to sterilize our faith because panic and fear has become greater than the love of God. I'm not saying that all of us find ourselves in the same situation, because praise God, we are here. Because our love of God is greater than anything else, but our faith continues to be in a, like, euthanized. We're killing the faith, or anesthetized. The anesthesia, let's just put it to sleep. Because it is difficult to follow God in the midst of what's going on. And sadly, the one who ends up losing at all times is God. But right now, in this particular time, it is time that you and me stand up for God and remain with Him. He's always losing. He's always the one that ends up alone. They persecuted him, handed him over. He's preaching against what we think is right. Hand him over. Crucify him. He's asking too much. I'm going to reject you 3 times. You are too demanding. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm afraid because of this pandemic. I'm afraid to touch anything. That's why I keep sterilizing everything, even my God. If we think about it, our God is the one who ends up losing at all times. But He is always there. He is not tired. Even though we sterilize our faith, our belief, and even sterilize our soul, our heart, because I don't want to go to confession. I don't want to go to pray. I don't want to go to the church. He's always there. He doesn't get tired of telling us, I am with you, even in the midst of this pandemic, because all of this shall pass. But the love that I have for you will not pass away. The disciples recounted. We hear the second part of the Gospel of Luke, of this passage. Previously, the disciples were on their way to Emmaus. then they recognize him. So they're recounting what happened. We don't really know where Emmaus is. There's like six different places. But you know where the road to Emmaus is? Right here, in our hearts. Because these two disciples were walking down with no hope. They were discouraged. They were afraid. They were sterilized. Their hearts were washed with so much doubt, with so much hand sanitizer. We'll call it heart sanitizer. No hope. This is the road to Emmaus in our heart. Perhaps in this particular time, because of the pandemic, because you lost a loved one, because you lost your job, because you're sick and tired of whatever's happening in this nation, because the political tension, because whatever, X, Y, and Z. That is the road to Emmaus. You and I are walking down that road with no hope. We cannot see the light. But guess what? The light is always shining brightly, walking along with you every single day, saying, touch me. That's what Jesus tells the disciples today. Touch me. I'm not a ghost. I am he who is risen, who defeated death and sin, and who will defeat this COVID and whatever else comes our way. Touch me. Don't use the sanitizer, the sterilization that is doubt, that is expressed in panic and fear. Touch me. Here I am. He says, you see my wounds here? I have been wounded to bring you to myself. Why is it that COVID is bigger than me? I have died for you. Why is it that your doubt is bigger than me, that your fear, your sin, your temptation touch me? That's exactly what God is saying today. Believe in me. Why? Why are you so troubled? Why do I keep walking down the road to Emmaus without hope? Why are you so troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Why? In other words, Jesus is saying, hey, I'm God, but I'm also human, and I'm really getting tired of you not believing. I'm really getting tired of you not following me. I'm getting tired of you not trusting me. But guess what? That's my humanity, because in my divinity, I will never get tired. And since there's one person, I will never get tired. Even with that, I'm with you. I will remain with you. But he's asking us, why? Why are we so troubled? He, the one who does not suffer, is because he does not love. One cannot love without suffering or suffer without loving. One cannot love without suffering or suffer without loving. Whom do we love? Whom do we follow? As we approach this holy banquet, Jesus who is risen, Jesus who is with us, may we be able to ask for the grace to remain with him, to trust him. And yes, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to cleanse our hearts, to to sanitize our hearts, to cleanse our conscience, because the world out there is telling you, do whatever you want. God is telling us, if you love me, you will suffer. If you love me, you will remain with me, because I am always with you. As we approach this holy banquet, let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to remain faithful to her Son, and especially to touch him with our hearts and with our yes, so that we may follow, even with everything that we're carrying, that we may follow him, that we may be able to touch him with our sufferings, with our doubts, but that we may be able and willing to reach out to him in prayer, going to confession, and that we may allow ourselves to be touched by him today. We need to be cleansed. May our prayer be, God, help me to open my mind to understand the scriptures, to understand you.